Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Ashley Stern. The arts can provide an outlet of expression that other ways of communication cannot. Making art can foster expanded thinking, creative problem solving, empathy, and more. And art can help kids learn in ways that traditional education just can't. Enter Arts for Learning. The nonprofit provides schools with programming across all creative disciplines and has based its work on these fundamental ideas for 75 years. Here to talk about it is Jessica Smith, Arts for Learning Maryland's Chief Program Officer. Welcome to On the Record, Jessica.
Thank you.
What is Arts for Learning and how does it work?
Arts for Learning Maryland is this amazing organization that has existed for 75 years. And what we do is that we transform the lives of students in education through our arts programs. And we really help to make sure that we help students to achieve their academic outcomes through arts integration.
Arts for Learning has itself changed over those 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, we started, we were formerly called, you might have heard of Young Audiences of Maryland, and we were the first chapter in the country. And we started with giving assemblies, providing assemblies in Baltimore City schools. And that's what kind of what we called a sit and get. And we realized that we could be doing so much more. And so we changed that model into making sure that we were going into the classrooms with residencies, workshops, professional developments, summer and after school programs, and all of those programs really support student and teacher engagement and learning, and it's just a really, really awesome way to really help students to get deep into their creativity as well as connecting to the curriculum.
And part of the reason that you changed it from young audiences to arts and learning is because you are teaching adults as well.
Yes, we've got professional development for teachers. We even have a principal fellowship that supports our principals in helping with their arts plans for their schools. So everybody who's in the school space.
And that's schools throughout Maryland?
Throughout Maryland.
So who are the students that participate?
Our students vary from students in all different types of schools. Of course, you have our public school students in all of the counties, and we also have private school students, homeschool students, we have community groups. We have all kinds of people that participate in our programs. The thing that I can say about the students that I think that is unifies them all, no matter where they are across the state of Maryland, is that they are curious, they are interested in learning, and they want to connect to the curriculum, and they're looking for that spark and someone to help them to feel inspired. And that's what we're able to provide through all the amazing artists throughout the state of Maryland that come and make sure that they share their creativity and help students to connect to the curriculum, which really helps to increase their learning outcomes.
Summer learning loss is a big issue. We've also had the learning loss associated mm-hmm. with COVID and mm-hmm. And remote learning. Mm-hmm. How are you working to deal with that?
Well, one thing I'll say is that we've got 90% of an improvement with summer programs to prevent summer learning loss in writing, and in math, 88%. So with the virtual programs and things that we have, we've been able to reach students in a lot of different ways. During COVID, of course, all of our programs were converted to virtual, and some of our programs, we still are able to do that to connect to students. So I think what we learned is, you know, being a creative organization, when things get challenging, the one thing that artists know how to do, and organizations, I also have to include arts administrators because that's what we are, we learn how to pivot. I think the biggest pivot that we've seen is making sure that our trainings, professional development that we give to our artists, our teachers, is that it is super culturally relevant and making sure that it is helping students and meeting them where they are and also meeting the teachers where they are too.
How do schools work with Arts for Learning?
First of all, they know us, you know, and that's the beautiful thing of 75 years. We are a trusted organization, a trusted brand that they know that when an Arts for Learning artist is coming into their school or if they're coming to one of our programs, they know it's going to be fun, it's going to be filled with joy, it's going to be academically sound, and it's going to be very, very creative, and it's going to be personalized and customized. And the reason I say that is because a lot of programs that we have, we're looking to the principals and the teachers and saying, what is a problem that you're trying to solve, challenge, a creative challenge. Let's work together to figure out what programs do we have that can help you to solve whatever the challenges are so that we can work together. And I think that's really great because what we do is we end up empowering our educators and our teachers and leaders to help to solve their own problems with some of the wonderful resources and tools that we have.
So who pays for this programming in schools?
Well, we leverage private funding dollars and pair it, or I like to say braid and blend it, with public support to increase access to our work for students.
You're listening to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner, speaking with Jessica Smith, Chief Program Officer at Arts for Learning Maryland. And I want to bring Kara Kane into the conversation now. She's a special educator in the Baltimore City Public School System and has worked in the Summer Arts Learning Academy. Welcome, Kara.
Hello.
And what sort of arts projects do you do with students?
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite parts is, bringing all these art forms to my students. My favorite ones to use are visual arts. I do a lot of abstract art. And then also we do writing and illustration and bookbinding. And then also students design and create stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals is math, and some of the abstract art is math, right?
Yep. No, that is right. And I learned how to sew when I was 11, and I never really felt like math was my thing. I always felt like I wasn't good at it. I saw other people succeed, and it just never clicked for me. And then I was working on one of my sewing projects, and my mom came in, and she looked at what I was doing, and she said, "Huh, you know, that is math. You're making a net of that three-dimensional object, that garment that you're constructing. The 2D shapes in the pattern are a net. You're drafting. You're doing the same things that I do as a chemical engineer."
Your mother a chemical engineer?
Yep, my mom's a chemical engineer. And so that sort of helped me to realize, oh, there are parts of math that I'm good at, and maybe there's ways to connect what I'm good at here with the math concepts that seem so foreign. And that's what I love to do for my students as well.
You've been able to help them understand math through more tactile things.
Yes, that kinesthetic learning, that ability to really touch and manipulate and hold the art in your hands and learn the math concepts through that hands-on work is so valuable.
And Kara, you are yourself an artist. Tell us about your work and how working with students has influenced it.
I am. So in a sense, I'm sort of a jack of all trades in art. I started playing piano when I was 7. I actually have a learning disability myself. And so as a child, I struggled with the concept of left and right. And my mom tried, my teachers tried all those traditional this one's an L and this one's not an L. And I was like, they're both L's. And the one thing that helped me to learn how to differentiate left and right was in fact piano and music. Because in music, the sounds that are made by your left hand and by your right hand are very different. They're lower versus higher. And that's the same with how the music is notated on the music. The right hand is always up and the left hand is always down. And so that allowed me to build that connection and understand left and right. And so I also create clothing. I like to design and then create garments from different historical eras. I make cosplays. And then I also do visual art and illustration and design. And then I write.
Have your students been inspiration to any of that?
For sure. One of the things that I love about working with students is, especially younger students, they haven't lost their creativity and their individual imaginations yet. They haven't had that, they haven't been crushed by the world yet, in a sense. And so they're willing to share and to imagine and to come up with the craziest ideas. And as a teacher and an artist, I love to support them in that and help to guide them into building those ideas and seeing how those ideas can be part of their academic learning.
Kara, you'll be taking a part in the Summer Arts Learning Academy, as will many others. Jessica, tell us more about what the Summer Arts Learning Academy has in store.
Oh, man. Now, if you are looking for a free program in Baltimore City for students K-8 that is really helping students to connect, to mitigate summer learning loss, to help them to be inspired through arts integration, and to have not one, but a teacher and an artist in the classroom together, teaching together, this is a program for your students. I mean, I think it's really awesome. Not only is it free and is it offered through the summer, but also we even are able to provide before and aftercare to make it really convenient for parents. So parents are getting something really special. They're getting an opportunity for their students to engage academically in an artistic way.
What all art forms will they be experiencing?
Music, dance, drama, art, storytelling, spoken word, visual art, you name it, we got it.
What's on the horizon for Arts for Learning?
Well, you know, one of the things I really want to be able to celebrate is just some of the things that Arts for Learning is just, we're just so proud of. The first thing is, over in this year, we served over 160,000 students and teachers over 10,000. We provided over 1,000 workshops across the state of Maryland and workshops and performances. And another thing is, we're really supporting the artistic landscape, making sure that over 190 artists and ensembles were contracted and over 22 Maryland counties reached. In the 75 years, we're 75 years young. We've been able to build this, and we're just getting started.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jessica Smith is the Chief Program Officer at Arts for Learning Maryland. Kara Kane is part of its Summer Arts Learning Academy and a special educator in the Baltimore City Public School System. We've got more information about it at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Ashley Sterner. If you missed part of today's conversation, you can subscribe to the On the Record podcast at our website. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be back on Wednesday.